Luke Broadwater is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who covers the US Congress for the New York Times. He says more than 300 lawsuits have been lodged across 44 states as the battle over postal votes in the presidential poll intensifies. I spoke with him earlier.
If 1% of ballots are thrown out based on these challenges, that's 8 million votes. That's a ton of democracy there. That's a ton of people's constitutional rights to vote. It may matter in the election. As we know, last time Mr. Trump won Pennsylvania by just 44,000 votes. If it comes down to a close election and a bunch of the mail ballots are thrown out, that will definitely help him and could help swing the election. But there's perhaps an even bigger issue, which is just the disenfranchisement of many voters. If they thought they were voting, thought they followed the rules, did things the right way, and then their votes don't count.
Have we ever seen this intensity of legal challenges for postal votes before in previous elections? Is this a whole new level now?
Well, the fights over vote by mail have gone back years, but we haven't seen the intensity that we see today because so much of the country is now voting by mail. Probably the most analogous thing we can point to, and I hope, and many people hope it doesn't end up this way, is the Bush v. Gore fight in Florida over, it was then in-person voting, it was the hanging chads, famously. There was a near riot, and it was ultimately decided by the Supreme Court, which cut off the vote count. If the election is close again, we could see something like that in perhaps Pennsylvania, where it is so hotly contested right now.
What about the composition of the Supreme Court? We've just had Amy Coney Barrett confirmed. There have also been conservatives put on there during President Trump's term. How much of a difference will that make if this goes down to the wire in the Supreme Court?
Well, now we have six conservative justices and three more liberal justices. Now, I want to caution that each one of these justices isn't a robot, and they do tend to think with their own minds, especially the Chief Justice, John Roberts, who often votes with the more liberal members. But it would seem that there is now a larger majority of conservative-minded justices on the court. Ms. Barrett was asked repeatedly during her confirmation hearings whether she had discussed protecting Mr. Trump and Republicans in an election case with Mr. Trump, and she denied that, and so she said she would follow the law and follow the Constitution. But that is a concern for Democrats, that now if a case were to get to the Supreme Court, Mr. Trump would seem to have more allies, including three justices he appointed himself on the bench than he had previously.
So if we stand back, Luke, and look at the big picture, we've got this divided nation, a highly contested election. Because of the pandemic, we've got more postal votes than we've had before. Now we've got these legal challenges. It's quite an interesting and potentially, quite explosive combination of events and factors at the moment.
Absolutely it is. And if there's a close election, you can almost guarantee that it will be contested in the courts over these mail ballots. Again, I think particularly in Pennsylvania, which is shaping up to be maybe the state that decides the whole election. If it's the one caveat to that, if it's not close, if the polling is accurate that we've seen and Mr. Biden wins in a blowout, then we won't see these types of legal challenges.
That's Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Luke Broadwater. He covers the US Congress for the New York Times.